ധ്യായാമോദവളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം വദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So we are discussing the 7th chapter of Gita, and like we have discussed till the 19th shloka. So in the 7th chapter, Krishna's initial promise to Arjuna was that Jnanam teham savijnanam idam bakshyami asheshatah yajnatvaneha bhuyo anyat jnatavyam avashishyate. I'll teach you, I'll give you jnanam as well as vijnanam. So jnanam means knowledge, vijnanam means experience. So it's not just intellectual knowledge but experience of the whatever knowledge or the way to experience. So that's generally known as paroksha jnanam and aparoksha jnanam, though it's not exactly the same. But knowledge, like knowing from another person, so intellectual knowledge and experience. So Amma's example is like sugar. If a person wants to know sugar or honey, it's not enough to write it in a paper. So that is knowledge. Okay, honey is like this, honey is viscous, honey is like sweet. So all that is like intellectual knowledge. That is jnanam. Vijnanam, it becomes vijnanam when a person finds honey, tastes it and experiences it. So that was Krishna's Krishna's promise in this chapter, that I'll give you that knowledge by knowing which everything will be known. And then like he went on to explain, matta paradaram nanya kinchit asti dananjaya. O Arjuna, whatever you see here is me alone. There is nothing here but me. So he goes on to enumerate a few items, saying that okay, these are me, these are me. So one of the important one is dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatvarshabha. Kamam, desire. Desire is fine. Desire with remembrance of Ishvara, with remembrance of Ishvara, or like Ishvara as the ultimate goal of life, that is fine. That is something which is accepted. And so that is what was said, like Krishna said. And then like Krishna, part of vijnanam, so explanation of knowledge, how to get knowledge, seeing everything as Ishvara. So how can we see everything as Ishvara? So that is a gradual progress. There are four types of bhaktas: artho jitnyasu artha arti jnani cha bharatarshabha. Artha artha arti jitnyasu and jnani. So artha, a person who wants to get rid of dukkham or suffering, whatever suffering he has, suffering I have to get rid of it. That is an artha bhakta. Artha arti is a person who wants wealth or any possession, name, fame, anything of that sort. And then jijnyasu, a person who wants real knowledge, ultimate knowledge. And then jnani, a person who is abiding in knowledge. So even when a person is seeking Ishvara for like worldly things, udara sarva evete, so all those are great, all those people are great. Chaturvida bhajante mam janaha sukritino arjuna. It is due to good actions that people seek Ishvara. So temporarily, so initially we have to progress from artharthati to jijnyasu, to seeking knowledge and then becoming established in knowledge. So it may not be possible directly to let go of everything and then seek Ishvara. Therefore, we can be artha and artharti. We can ask things from Ishvara. Oh Ishvara, I need this. Oh Ishvara, I need that. Along with that, oh Ishvara, along with that, like, give me some knowledge also. So let me get myself ready. Let me make myself capable so that after some time, I'll stop seeking anything and I'll seek only jnanam. So that is very rare. That is very rare. Very rare in the sense it is very, very rare. many people seek only artha, and many people are artha artha. Even jijnyasu, being a jijnyasu is very rare. Though we may think like we are jijnyasus, we seek knowledge, we are not jijnyasus. Anytime like we don't really stand by knowledge and try to implement it, a jijnyasu is a person who wants only knowledge and he is trying to live knowledge. Everything else is set aside. So that is almost impossible for us. Therefore, it is fine to seek worldly things. It is fine to seek a removal of suffering. It is fine to seek wealth or possession, any type of possession. Along with that, we have to seek jnanam as well. Oh, Ishvara, give me jnanam. And now, like, we don't have to ask Ishvara for jnanam because he has already explained it. So what we have to ask along with all this is, not ask, like implement along with all this is, just remember that everything is Ishvara. So we can do worldly actions as we want, as we are doing now. We can seek things, so going and meeting Amma and asking for many things. I want this, I want that. I want a house, I want a car, I want a good job, I want a good partner, I want children. All those are fine. Promotion, everything is fine. Asking all those is fine. Along with that, okay, let me remember that, okay, everything is just Ishvara. So along with that, let me add jnanam, that is a jijnyasu. So we have to progress from artha-artharti to jijnyasu by remembering Ishvara, by remembering the knowledge that matta paradaram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. There is nothing different, nothing apart from me here. Everything is me alone. So we just have to remember that Ishvara chinta, Ishvara smarana. Just remember, blindly remember that okay, everything is Ishvara. Oh, Amma, like I need promotion. Along with that, okay, everything is Ishvara. If possible, we can also ask Amma, give me more vairagyam. Now I need, like I can't, I'm not in a state to withstand things. So give me vairagyam, but along with that, fulfill my worldly desires as well for now. So that is what Krishna said, dharma viruddho bhuteshu. So remembering Ishvara with his nature, by his nature as all-pervasive, non-dual substratum of the world, that is fine, that is accepted. But the greatest state of fulfillment of life, or being content, contentment, satisfaction, peace, eternal bliss or eternal glory, all those will be achieved only when we become a jnani. And what is the basis of a jnani? Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. Such a jnani is very rare. We can count the jnanis in the world, in the entire world. And Vasudeva sarvam. He always remembers that everything is Ishvara. So if he remembers always that everything is Ishvara, the way to become a jnani is trying to remember everything is Ishvara. Even when like we need worldly needs, our worldly needs are there, even when we falter to worldly passions, still all during all those times, just blindly remember that everything is Ishvara. Blindly means like it's not that okay, who is Ishvara? Oh, it was said that blindly remember, I don't know who is Ishvara. I think like he resides in Kailas or like Vrindavan. Some people like Krishna, so it is Vrindavan. So that is not Ishvara here. So Ishvara as all pervasive, Ishvara as sarvavyapi, that we have to remember. At least that we have to remember. If we don't remember that, then like there is no point of remembering that okay, everything is Ishvara. So everything is that Ishvara who alone exists here. Oh, what about like bad actions? What about those? Okay, all actions, irrespective of whether an action is good or bad, they end in knowledge. The moment a person implements or tries to implement knowledge, the chain of action ends there. Sarvam karma kilam pata jnane parisamapyate. All actions end in knowledge. All actions end completely in knowledge. So if there is knowledge, then everything like ends there. Eti dhamsi samiddogni basmasat kurute arjuna. jnanagni sarva karmani basmasat kurute tataha. So even as like fire burns firewood into ashes, similarly the fire of jnanam burns karma completely. And if we think, okay, what about bad actions? Still, like, bad actions, all actions end in knowledge, but still bad actions. Apichedasi papebhya sarvebhya papakrittamah sarvam jnanaplaveneiva vrijanam santarishyasi. So the greatest, or the worst action, the greatest, very good in the worst, okay, I think it is worse, bad, like bad worse and worse, I think, like something like that, I don't remember, I'm weak in English. So the worst action, whatever can be the most bad action, that action, even if we do that, like we cross over such sins as well, the sins can be considered to be an ocean. So in that ocean, with the log of jnanam, we can cross over all those sins. Apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadureva samantavyah samyak vyavasitohi saha. So if a person, like, a person is doing duracharam and suduracharam, the worst action possible, but bhajate mam ananya bhak, but all the while remembering that everything is Ishvara. Such a person, sadureva samantavyah, he is to be considered a sadhu, because samyak vyavasitohi saha, because he is totally fixed on me. Well, if he is totally fixed on me, then what, like, he will still do bad actions? No, initially bad actions, due to addiction, bad actions will still continue. But if we add Ishvara Smarana to it, Shubha Shubha Falairevam Mokshase Karma Bandhanehi Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Sukham Akshayam Ashnute. I think I missed the second line. So, Shubha Shubha Falairevam Mokshase Karma Bandhanehi. So, such a person, like a person who is focused or who remembers Ishvara even while doing bad action, he slowly gets rid of the phalam, he slowly gets rid of the karma bandham. So as time will progress, as days progress, he does bad actions due to being addicted to it, but slowly he will find that the addiction gets reduced. So we can try out, if we have some simple addiction like drinking coffee in the morning, cleanliness, many people are cleanliness freak, as if like everything is pure, everything is clear inside. So there are so many malam in the mind. So let go of all those malam, look out at external malam. And it's not about their malam, like if somebody go to some other place, wear gloves, do this, do that. Okay, all those are fine. We can have any of those, but along with that, add Ishvara Smarana. So think like, this is not clean. Along with that, okay, everything is Ishvara. Maybe like 5 times, maybe 10 times. After that, the 11th time when we see dirt, immediately the mind says, okay, everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, then why should I really bother about it? Okay, I will try my level best to make it clean. I'll tell the person slowly, okay, can you clean it? First time it will be, can you clean it? And then after 2 minutes, can you please clean it? Should I clean it? Okay, I will clean it. So that will be the case with people who are obsessive about things. So that's how we are. We are obsessive about many things. And though we don't know, many people will think that they don't have any such nirbandham. They are not strict about things. But like the moment we try to analyze our mind, we'll find that we are strict about many things. It's not just one thing or the other. And that too, not with our own life. It's with others' life. It becomes more fanciful if we try to control others' life rather than our life. Our life, anyway, we know it is gone. So others' life, well, let me spoil it, his life. So if we try to add this, okay, there will be no obsessiveness there or compulsion. It has to happen. There will be nothing. Okay, can you please clean it? And there will be no frustration in the mind. If the person doesn't clean, okay, let me clean it. That is fine. Everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, then why should I really bother about it? So let them clean it afterwards. It's fine even if it is not clean. So if we add Ishvara Smarana, even if it is bad action, those actions will like help us in purification of the mind. So wherever Ishvara is there, Ishvara becomes the purifying factor or purificator of whatever is there, even if it is very bad. Why can Ishvara cleanse all those? Yes, because Ishvara Smarana, remembering that everything is Ishvara, that Ishvara Smarana is Jnanam, and that is a fire as per Krishna, Jnana Agni. This is Jnana Agni, and such an Agni, such a Jnana Yajnam, Shreyan Dravyamaya Yajna, Jnana Yajna Parantapa. All Yajnas that we can do, like going to Amma Pada Puja Yajna, Japa Yajna, so all those Yajnas, of many Yajnas, like Gita Yajna, that is very popular these days because of Chinmaya Mission, to Gita Yajna, Bhagavata Yajna, Ramayana Yajna, so whatever we can have, like we will create Yajna, Lalka Sahasranama Yajna, Bhajan Yajna. So of all those Yajnas, Jnana Yajnam is the greatest because it ends everything. When Jnana Yajna is there, it is the fire. It is Jnana Agni. Agni, the greatness of Agni is that it will burn everything. It will burn everything. Oh no, like Agni, like we can have water to put out the fire. So that is very Bhadava Agni. So the scriptures, Bhagavatam speaks about Bhadava Agni, which is an Agni which can dry up the entire ocean. So in Guru Padaka Stotram, the author like Shivabhinamanarasimha Bharati Samigal, he uses that Bhadava Agni. So Bhadava Agni, this Agni is the greatest Agni. It will burn everything, even when ocean or nothing can stand in front of this Agni. So Jnana Agni is Ishvara Smarana. If Ishvara Smarana is there, all action, the bondages of all actions will get reduced. Shiyante chasya karmani. As time will pass by, as days pass by, the bondage of the action will get slowly or will slowly get reduced. So what as sadhakas we have to do is Vasudeva Sarvam. So it is the same as Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya. In one case, intellectually knowing that everything is Ishvara, and the second is trying to always have that thought. And if that thought is always maintained, that will get reflected in the action. So initially a person will be addicted and he will do bad action, but the more and more a person is remembering Ishvara, bad actions are impossible from such a person. Even if the person seems to be doing some bad action, then that will be loka sangraham eva api sampashyan kartum arhasi. So if the people are realized, then why do they do action? So that will be for the welfare of the entire world. Oh, just now you said everything is Ishvara, then where is the world? Okay, if there is no world, then why do we need to have Gita discussion? We don't need to have any Gita discussion. So the world is there for an Ajnani. After realization, we can say there is no world. Until then, the world is there. So, like such Jnanis, whatever they do is for the welfare of the entire world. So now, like Krishna goes one step further to explain in the next few shlokas that whatever desires are there in the world, so whatever desires, it is good or bad, remembrance of Ishvara is there, dharmam or adharmam, it doesn't matter. Whatever desires are there, whoever seekers are there, and whatever they seek, that is being fulfilled, that is being helped by me alone. So it is as simple as telling that without sun, nothing can happen in earth. So imagine the day when sun will vanish. Of course, I think scientists would have found out when the sun will vanish and all. But if the sun vanishes, there is no nothing. The earth ceases to exist, basically ceases to exist. So similarly, Ishvara, without Ishvara, nothing can exist. So that is the reason why we say that like everything is pervaded by Ishvara, because he is the truth, he is the underlying reality. So even as in the dream world, a person is dreaming. In the dream world, he sees a lot of things. He sees this, he sees that. In all those, whatever he is seeing, in all those experiences, throughout in the dream, the dreamer is there. The dreamer is there in each and every aspect, each and every cell of the dream. because he is a substratum. Similarly, in this like waking world, in this world, Ishvara pervades everything. So if Ishvara pervades everything, whether it is good or bad, everything is fulfilled by Ishvara. So what do we gain by such a knowledge? The knowledge that everything is fulfilled by Ishvara. The knowledge is that if everything is fulfilled by Ishvara, then what would happen if we worship such an Ishvara? So such a Ishvara Bhakti, that Ishvara who is responsible for everything, if we seek such an Ishvara, we will get whatever Krishna promised initially, or Anandam. We will know everything. So it is like having Bill Gates in our control, or James Gosling. Like if we have James Gosling under our control, or like at least if we have James Gosling as our friend, then everything in Java we will know. So similarly, if we have Ishvara, if we have Ishvara's confidence, so if Ishvara believes like that, okay, we are true to him, then we will know everything. There will be nothing else remaining to know. So such a life, the life will be, become blissful. So that is what is to be achieved. So that is itself called as Jnanam, or that those are Jnanis who always seek Ishvara, who always remember Ishvara, who abide in Ishvara. So it's the same thing, putting it in different way, or trying to emphasize that we have to seek Ishvara. Ishvara seeking is necessary. So he is a fool who doesn't know that everything is granted by Ishvara. So a person goes to a party. So when a person goes to the party and like he talks to another person and says, oh, this party is really good, it's very good, like do you want a drink? I can buy you a drink. Then the other person replies, oh, I don't think so. This party is hosted by me. The party is hosted by the person. So the ignorance that, okay, this party is hosted by the person whom I am talking to, that ignorance makes the person, like, makes ourselves or us look like fools. So ignorance, like everything happens by Ishvara's grace. If we don't, Ishvara's presence, Ishvara is the force behind everything. If we don't know this, then we will make ourselves, like, make a fool of ourselves. So what would happen, like, after 10 years, like, we will, when we become old, like, we will try to control people, like, we will try to control our own children, we'll try to control things around us. And, like, not knowing, not remembering that everything is controlled by Ishvara, not by us. So if we don't know that, then what will happen is we will want to stick on to something, we will catch hold of our children or our parents, and then when time comes, Ishvara will take them away, and then we will have to start crying. So we make a fool of ourselves. We say to people, oh, I am there to protect you. So these are like, in every family there will be a person like who thinks he controls everything. So he'll, like, his voice will be as if like he'll be walking around with like raising his head, and like as if he is the king. He thinks that he is the king. So he goes on around like saying he is the king. So it is like that person like who goes around wearing a crown. And everybody knows that he is a fool. So he is a fool. He is a mad person. He doesn't know anything. Pagal hai. So therefore everybody says, okay, oh, just like if he comes, he gets little angry. So what happens is, if he comes, just like play along with it. So everybody will like, oh, king, how are you? Like they will prostrate at him. So he thinks that he is a great person. In fact, everybody falls at his feet knowing that, okay, he is a fool. So there are, in each family, there will be people like who think they can control everything. They have things under control. So they try to control things. They'll try to do things the way they want. And at a point of time, Ishvara will play along with them. As long as their good karma is there, Ishvara will play along. And when the good karma is vanished, or good effects, the effects of good karma, I should be more appropriate, sorry. Like the good phala, punya phala, like punyam, whatever punyam a person has, when that depletes, then Ishvara will take away. And at that time, like we will have to make a fool of ourselves. There are many people, like in my family itself, there are people who like go to marriages, like when one of my cousin married, like had a love marriage, So this person, this he's called, Amma called him Karnavar. So Karnavar means it's a local, I don't know the exact translation in English or any other language. It means the head of the family. So Amma called him a Karnavar because, like, when it came to one of our cousin, like his sister's marriage, I should say my niece, so her marriage, so this person, like, it was a love marriage, but like she, the girl loved a guy who was a Brahmin, so nothing was a problem. But this, just the day before marriage, this person started saying this, that and all, like saying, okay, this is not good, that is not good, saying a lot of things. And then after 2 years, his daughter, like, had a love affair, and it was not just affair, she got pregnant. So everything was over and marriage had to be done. So then everything was fine, and they were of his daughter and the son-in-law, both were from the same gotra. So it will be like that, like trying to control things when nothing is under our control. So the knowledge that everything is controlled by Ishvara without his presence, without, as Amma always says, like, without his presence nothing can even move. So there is a beautiful story that comes as part of Keno Upanishad. So in Keno Upanishad, after giving like knowledge portion, there is a story mentioned. So once, after the Amritam, like the Palai or Palai Madanam and all, Amritam came, the Devas got Amritam, they got a little egoistic. As usual, like if something comes up, like if somebody says, okay, you sing so well, so good, and a person wins an award for like singing, that's it. So automatically the ego will go up. So Ahankaram, Indra and others got Ahankaram. So what happened was, a form appeared and the form tried to threaten them. So nobody knew what the form was. So like Indra first sends Agni to find out, go Agni, they put up a person called Agni. Oh Agni, they have a conference and they say, Agni, it's your turn, you have to find out. So Agni goes to find out who it is. Like Agni confronts the Jyoti. It is just a Jyoti, it's just a light. So Agni confronts, the Jyoti says, okay, do you know like what is Brahman? So Agni doesn't say anything. Agni is so egoistic, he says, okay, come on, give up, like tell me who you are, else like I'll destroy you. So the Shakti said, oh, is it so? Like, what power do you possess? So Agni said, I can burn anything. Oh, is it so? Like the Jyoti, like who is like called Uma, it's a Devi called Uma. So Uma Devi, she brought up a small grass, a very small grass, and said to Agni, now burn it. Agni tried all his, like used all his powers, he tried his might, but he couldn't burn the small grass. So, you know, seeing that he couldn't burn it, he ran away. So the next was Vayu's turn. So Vayu came by, like, and Vayu also did the same thing. The Shakti brought up a grass and said, okay, like you say that you can move things around, so let me see, move this grass. Vayu couldn't do that. But Indra comes. And Indra, like when the Indra fails in front of the Shakti, rather than running away, Vayu and Agni run away, Indra doesn't run away. Indra thinks, okay, for a second, there is something like I am missing here. So he gets that 1 second surrender, and as a result of that, he asks the Devi, tell me who you are, tell me what Brahman is. And then he gets knowledge. So similar, even as Agni and Vayu, who possess very good power, very great power, they can't do anything without the Shakti, without Ishwara Shakti. Ishwara Shakti, that is what controls everything. Without that, a person who doesn't surrender onto Ishwara or remember Ishwara, Daivi hi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya, it is very tough, my maya shakti. Ishara Shakti is Maya Shakti, which is very great, it is very deluding. It's not easy to overcome it. So many people have tried. So Amma says, like Vishwamitra tried, did tapas for many years, and then once again all the tapas goes down. Like he fails in all his tapas. So that is Maya Shakti. Ishara Shakti is so powerful, it is very tough to overcome. Person who surrenders unto Ishvara, that is the only way to overcome this Maya Shakti, this delusive power. So Ishvara Shakti is there everywhere in everything. So that is what Krishna tells here. So remembering that everything happens by Ishvara, that means we'll have to seek Ishvara or do our activities along with remembering Ishvara. So that is what he'll say later. So the next shloka is Kamais Tair Tair Hrita Jnanaha. So Kamais Tais Tair Hrita Jnanaha. So splitting will be Kamaihi Taihi Taihi Hrita Jnanaha Prapadhyanti Anya Devataha Tam Niyamamastaya Prakritya Niyataha Swaya. So whatever kamas are there, like are sought by Hrita Jnanaha, for people, by people whose jnanam has been lost, or whose viveka buddhi has been lost. So that's the right word here. So viveka buddhi, so who don't have vivekam. So Shankar Amma uses viveka buddhi, viveka jnanam in many places. So it's exactly as what Shankara also uses in many places of his Gita commentary. So vivekam means what is real, what is not real. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, that is knowing that is vivekam. Sat Asat, so knowing as to what is Sat and what is Asat, what is permanent and what is temporary, that is vivekam. So people who don't have vivekam, that means they don't remember Ishvara. In simple terms, they don't remember Ishvara. They think that the world is real. There is nothing beyond the world. So such people, kamaihi, whatever kamaihi prapadyante, whatever kamas they seek, whatever desires they seek, anya devataha, from other devatas. That means not from Ishvara, but from other devatas. So many people say, oh, I like even went to Tirupati and shaved my head. I went around Tiruvannamalai 20 times. I went to Rishikesh. I went to Kashi. I went to Kanchi. I went to Madurai Meenakshi. After all those, things are not really happening for me. So people who like seek other devatas, all their desires are fulfilled by me alone. So tam niyamamastaya. So those devatas have like, there are, though Ishvara is the one giving the fruit, but what happens is Ishvara in the form of the devata gives the fruit or whatever is being sought. So like if our desire is towards somebody who is limited, so there is also Ishvara. All devatas are Ishvara, like whether you go to Kashi or whether you go to some place else, all those are the one and the same. So I think Appaya Dikshitra or some of the any of the Vaishnava saint, like he took a dip, and when he came out, he found that he was in Kashi, or he had Kashi Darshanam, getting out of Ganga. So all the devatas are the same. So if a person doesn't remember Ishvara, instead he seeks these devatas have their own rule. So these devatas have their own territory. They are limited. So the fruit what we get out of them also will be limited. So tam niyamam astaya. So whatever that devata is worth or capable of giving, and depending on a person's karma, so that a person will receive. So two factors are there, like for people who seek desires without remembering Ishvara, there are two factors. One is the limited devata, what it is capable of, and second, as per our own karma, or Shankara says as samskaram, or our, whatever we have accumulated in the previous birth. So if worldly desires, if we don't remember Ishvara, and like we, something happens, like we do some actions, and then we want to know whether we will succeed or why we didn't succeed, then we would have sought a limited devata. Oh, I was just seeking like a promotion. Okay, of course, everything like there will be a devata who controls job. Of course, it is also called Shani. Shani is a person who controls job. or Buddha is another like devata. So all these devatas, there is a devata, and then based on our sanskaras. So, but there is a difference when Ishvara Smarana is there. If Ishvara Smarana is there, then it is Ishvara himself controlling, which means unlimited control, which, and even like if ignore that Ishvara is, it's like Ishvara is unlimited, he can change things. So even if he doesn't change, if we remember Ishvara, then what is good and what is bad? If Ishvara is not remembered, then whatever desires are, our desires are fulfilled, will be fulfilled in a limited way based on the Devata whom we seek, based on our previous actions. But if good happens, everything is Ishvara. If bad happens, everything is Ishvara. Or as Amma says, like if something good happens, Amma's grace. If something bad happens, Amma's will. So there is nothing to get sad, nothing to get excited. Na prahrishyet priyam prapyan, na udvijet prapyacha apriyam. So priyam, like when something good happens, na prahrishyet, prahrishyet, not getting overly excited. Na udvijet, not getting sad or angry when something bad happens. So this is for a person who doesn't remember Ishvara. So those devatas are also a limited version of Ishvara. So it is like the beta version. So we can consider it like Windows XP or like Windows Vista. So Windows Vista, the best version is business version or whatever is the ultimate business Vista ultimate. So the burn down version is the home version. So Windows Vista home version. Home version, they will not have a lot of features. So it is the same. It is Vista, is everything is Vista. Vista is being controlled. Vista controls all those versions, but still it is limited. So the fruit also will be limited. So this is the rule of a person, a rule for a person who doesn't remember Ishvara. This is the same rule for a person who remembers Ishvara as well. But it all matters as to what is the state of a person. So it's not about like what we possess or whatever happens as a result of karma that determines or that really matters. What really matters, it's not about something happening or something not happening, something good happening or something bad happening. It is about our mental state. So that is what is more important. For a person who remembers that everything is Ishvara, Ishvara Smarana, wherever Ishvara Smarana is there, the mental state is always peaceful. And then Krishna says that for those kama, people who have desires, okay, don't ask me that. Okay, you said that all these kamas are fulfilled by Ishvara, but here that doesn't come up. Here it is Anya Devata, that means limited version of Ishvara only comes up. So the next shloka Krishna says that Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktaha shraddaya architum arhas icchati. Arhati is another version, I think. Tasya tasya chalam shraddham tam eva vidadami aham. So whoever seeks like kama, worldly kamas are there, as we discuss in the 20 shloka. So kamas are there, worldly kamas. So whoever like wanting or wanting fulfillment of those desires or those desires to be fulfilled, Shraddha is required, or faith or like trying to pursue it. So pursuing it ardently. So anything, whether it is like cooking, just cooking, or whether it is something else, everything in the world requires like a person to pursue it ardently. So that Shraddha. So pursuing Shraddha here is not Vedantic Shraddha, that is Guru and Ishvara Vishwasam, that is not the Shraddha here. Here Shraddha is focus on whatever is the goal. So that, so whatever bhaktas are there who seek this, those desires, and like they want Shraddha, they worship an Ishvara or that Anya Devata. So tasya tasya achalam shraddham, those people's achalam shraddham, they are focused, very much focused on that goal. So shraddha, like some people have shraddha very much. So in worldly goals, like a person, some people are determined, I want to achieve this. So some people are like that, P.T. Usha, I want to achieve it. Or Michael Schumacher or Sachin Tendulkar, I want to achieve. So whoever have that achalam shraddham, immovable faith or sticking onto it, for them, tameva vidadhami aham, tameva. For such people, those shraddha is given by me. So it is me who gives them that conviction. So how can I get good conviction about like worldly goals? Simple. If we really want it, we will ardently seek it, and that strength of the mind or the strength of the intellect to pursue it, that is given by Ishvara. So Ishvara, that is why Amma always says Ishvara's grace is in the, like evident. It's not evident. Ishvara's grace is inevitable in all everything. So everything, Ishvara's grace, Ishvara is there in everything. Some cases we can see it, some people acknowledge it, some people don't. So whatever kamas are there in the world, and like whoever seek it ardently, that faith or that really I want to pursue it, that conviction towards that goal, that devotion to the goal, I give them, I bestow them with that. So that's why some people like seek Ishvara, as is the seeking, so will be the faith or the conviction or devotion. So I want more conviction. Whoever like says to Amma that, Amma, give me the conviction that I may remember you, devotion for that will be proportionate to that. So the more ardently we seek it, the more devotional a person will be. That's a concept, like very simple concept, which is applicable in the world or worldly goals as well as spiritual goal also. So everything happens by Ishvara's will. Ishvara, everything is Ishvara, or Ishvara is there in everything. So worldly actions are controlled by whatever devata or worldly desires, fulfillment of worldly desires are controlled by. Now like we have three factors. So two that Krishna said as devata, whichever devata or whatever is capable of, whatever the devata is capable of, and two, the person's samskaras, and the three, how much ardently a person seeks it. So Ishvara's part is always there. So Ishvara is there. Ishvara is responsible for everything. So that is what Krishna says in the next shloka. Sataya shraddhaya yuktastasya aradhanam ihati labate cha tatak kaman mayyeva vihitan hi tan. So for such people who have that strong shraddha, so there are two categories. So samskaras, we cannot change our samskaras. The devata's capability or consider it as Ishvara's limited version, that also like we cannot change. Shraddha can be changed. Stronger the Shraddha, the more possibility of the goal being fulfilled. So for people who have that strong Shraddha, and they are Aradhanam, such people who seek the goal ardently or seek at least the limited Ishvara, such people are their kamas, labate. So they get their kamam desires are fulfilled by me. So I fulfill those desires. So all desires are fulfilled by Ishvara. So in these three shlokas, Krishna says that there are three factors for any desire. One is the particular devata whom we seek. If we don't seek any devata, then it is Ishvara's limited version in the world. So we can consider it that way, limited to the particular action. And the second is our samskaras or whatever we have accumulated, karma we have accumulated. And the third is shraddha. Shraddha is varying, and that shraddha is given by me. Like the more the shraddha, or the more ardently a person seeks it, the more shraddha I give him. I bestow shraddha, and then fulfillment of desires also happens through me. So vihitan means I give it. So vihitaha means like I give it. I am the person who fulfill those desires. So if that is the case, so is it enough to just remember Ishvara while doing all these or while getting these desires fulfilled, it is enough, but it would be really good if we understand or remember that whatever goals are there in the world, that is limited. Okay, knowing or remembering that everything is Ishvara means the world is limited. The world is limited means the fruit or whatever we get out of the world, that is also limited. So that just because it is limited doesn't mean we don't have to seek it. So just the knowledge is enough. So that is what Krishna says in the next shloka is, Antavattu falam tesham tad bhavati alpamehrasam devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. So the limited version of the devata, so the devata for that action, so we said like either a devata who is being sought by the person or the devata for that particular goal or for the particular action. So devan devayajo yanti devayajaha, people who seek devas, they attain that particular devata. So the goal, if our goal is with respect to being an expert in fire, then Agni Devata, we attain Agni Devata. We attain Agni Devata means we'll have knowledge about Agni. Whereas Mad Bhakta, Bhakta who seeks me, who worships me, Yanti Mamapi, he attains me. So the rule is, whatever is the Devata, whatever is the goal being sought, that will be achieved. Then what is the catch? Then what is the, then why not I seek worldly goals? Because antavattu phalam tesham, the world or worldly goals or limited devatas, they or their phalam is antavattu, antavat. Antavat means vinasham, it has a end, it is temporary. So the phalam out of the world or worldly goals is limited phalam or temporary phalam, and therefore tad bhavati alpamedasam. So that means only people who have alpamedas, limited intellect, they will really seek it out. I think that is the meaning here. Yeah, alpamedasam, alpamedas, people with alpamedas. So the phalam, like that people whose medas are limited is limited, sorry, intellect is limited. So here we can interpret this word in a better way. So people whose mind or intellect is limited, they will seek limited goal, and therefore the phalam also will be limited. So limited person seeking limited goal equal to limited fruit. So if it is unlimited intellect, unlimited person, then obviously he will not seek a limited goal, he will seek unlimited goal. So a farmer will have a goal, like his state is limited, so he will, like when he goes to Amma, he will ask petty things. Person who is in US or a person who is in India will ask 1,000 rupees, person who is in US will ask $1,000. So depending on the intellect, the goal also changes. So a person who seeks these worldly goals, his intellect is limited, therefore he seeks limited devatas or limited goals, which will give only limited or temporary phalam. The phalam is temporary, or in other words, the happiness derived of those phalam, that is temporary, whereas a person who seeks Ishvara, he will get eternal bliss. So this means that, okay, whatever has been explained in the 20th, 21st and 22nd shloka is that a person who doesn't remember that everything is Ishvara. So the moment we remember everything is Ishvara, our intellect has become unlimited. It is not alpamedas. It is not limited intellect, it is unlimited intellect. So what is unlimited intellect? Unlimited intellect or unlimited perception is the view of knowledge. An intellect which is graced by knowledge, that intellect is unlimited. So as Ramana Maharshi used to say, Drishtim Jnanamayim Kritva Pashyet Brahmamayam Jagat. When a person makes Drishti, Drishti can be of two types, like Jnanamayim Drishti, Lokamayim Drishti. Sorry. Jnanamayim means Jnanam, Drishti, vision of knowledge, and Lokamayim means vision of like worldly perspective, limited perspective. And this is what Ramakrishnananda tries to explain in his latest book of Eye of Wisdom, vision of knowledge. So vision of knowledge means everything is Ishvara. So with vision of knowledge, like if a person has jnanam there, then automatically the intellect has become unlimited. So even such a person will also have goals. So Amma also has goals like us. But just compare our goals and Amma's goals. Our goals is, okay, I need to feed 10 people. I need to feed my parents. I need to feed my friends. I need to feed myself. Amma's goal, feed the entire world. So that is what Vasudeva Sarvam. So such Mahatmas, they'll be helping out everyone, whoever comes to them, like whoever is in contact with them, they will help them in all possible ways. Whereas whoever comes in contact with us, we will share our sorrows. So that is what will happen. We will share our sorrows, like some friend, like we will call over a friend, oh, come over, like what are you doing? No, nothing, like it's weekend, like Sunday, tomorrow I don't have, there is no good movie release, so I'm at home. Okay, come over. So the person will think, oh, I'm blessed to have such a good friend. So go over, and then like Sunday evening while returning back, all gone, like all tired, all sorrowful, because the friend has shared all his or her sorrows. So one day partaking all sorrow, life becomes really sad. So that is the state with worldly people like us, but with Mahatmas like Amma or Jnanis, they're like whoever comes in contact with them, Abhito Brahma Nirvanam Vartate, like around them bliss will be dancing. So a person becomes blissful when they come in contact with such Mahatmas. That is because their vision is vision of knowledge. So they may do worldly actions like Janaka. So normal worldly actions continue. So all worldly actions, kam, like whatever Krishna said, kamam, all those rules, everything is same. Rules are same. Rules of the world, rules of kamam, rules of karma. Everything is the same for a jnani and an ajnani. But for a jnani, his intellect is unlimited, which means he remembers that everything is Ishvara. As a result of remembering that everything is Ishvara, the fruit that he gets is eternal bliss. Whereas for an ajnani, he will get happiness from time to time, but the happiness is antavattu, it is limited. So all these three and the four shlokas we have to remember is that everything happens by Ishvara, or by Ishvara's Shakti. Without Ishvara, nothing can happen. And if we remember that everything is Ishvara, if Jnanam is there, then we are Jijnyasus trying to be Jnanis, and then Madbhakta Yanti Mamapi, they will attain eternal bliss. Whereas others, forgetting that everything is Ishvara, a person will get only limited happiness. And this is something which is very easy to implement, because it's not something external. So it's not like, oh, if I have to sing one song, so I have to like first take care of the Shruti, and then like take care of my friend Shruti who puts the talam, and then like the tabla person and the harmonium, and then like when all these are going, like somebody sings it wrongly, and then like I have to remember the words, lyrics, and then I have to remember to show the bhavam. And bhavam not in just voice, bhavam in the face also. If I sit like a stone and then sing, like some people will think there is no bhavam. So I have to show it in the face, or using hands like Amal Sulupananda and others do. So gestures or whatever, however it is pronounced. Gestures, I guess, or gestures. Whatever is the word, so show all those, demonstrate all those, So this is not nothing like this. Whatever Krishna is telling here, that is quite simple. And it doesn't, like, we don't have to show anything externally. We can live life like a normal person, enjoying things as a worldly person does. So it's just in the mind, remembering that everything is Ishvara. So it's not, it doesn't require any asanas, if it is meeting Amma, then there is a time for it. Bhajan, there is a time for it. While we are eating, we can't sing bhajan. If we have to sing bhajan, then like I alone can't sing, somebody else has to be there. And if somebody else is not there, I have to play in the computer or in the CD player. So all those are there. There are many factors in it. But for this knowledge that Krishna is telling here, it's just remembering that everything is Ishvara. So just remembering in the mind, Vasudeva Sarvam. Everything is that one Ishvara. Just remembering, and even if we are not able to show externally the love that Amma shows, that's also fine. Internally, just remembering that everything is Ishvara. Oh, this discussion is getting boring. Oh, everything is Ishvara. Oh, what will I have for dinner? Along with that, everything is Ishvara. Let me end this discussion. Everything is Ishvara. So just that one thought, like if we try to maintain that one thought, Vasudeva Sarvam, everything is Ishvara, there is only Ishvara here. That one thought, if we try to add on to all our actions, we'll find that actions become more interesting. Actions will give us happiness. The happiness like that we haven't experienced anywhere else. So, and like it's not like the happiness that we get when we use drugs. So that happiness, like we are not aware of the happiness, or like the happiness that we get in deep sleep, we are not aware of it. Here, when we experience it, we are fully aware of it. So just add on the thought of Ishvara, Ishvara Smarana, that everything is Ishvara, that makes everything blissful. And that is the goal of life. That is what Krishna started initially by telling that, Jnanam and Vijnanam. So Jnanam is everything is Ishvara. Vijnanam is trying to remember, trying to live by Jnanam. So live or remember Jnanam. Jnanam means in the mind remembering that everything is Ishvara. Automatically it will become Vijnanam. So a bud automatically becomes a flower. Or if we have a root or we get a stem from of a tree from our friend's house, and then like we sow it, or like we put it in our, we plant the tree in our house, in front of our house, then that is enough. Like we have to put water into it, that is Jnanam. If we do that, automatically the tree will grow. So even as a bud automatically becomes a flower, similarly with the proper attitude, this attitude or remembrance that everything is Ishvara, which is the sun, the Surya for the flower. So a bud blossoms or becomes a flower if Surya is there. So similarly, Ishvara Smarana is essential, as Amma says, like Amma's way of explaining it is Ishvara Smarana, bhakti towards Ishvara, which is remembering that everything is Ishvara, that is Jnanam. Both are exactly the same thing. So that is the Surya that that blossoms our heart. Our heart blossoms means a flower. When a bud becomes a flower, it has honey in it. So the honey is bliss. So that bliss. Oh, if honey is there, then others will be attracted. Okay, that is next level. We don't need to bother about it. We have honey. That is enough for us. I am blissful. That's fine. No need of like giving that bliss. But of course, it's like a flower, as Ramakrishna Paramahamsa says, it's a flower has honey, automatically bees will go to it. So a person who is blissful, automatically people will flock such a person who is blissful. That's the next level. You don't need to bother about it. So just remembering that everything is Ishvara, Vasudeva Sarvam in our mind, that is enough to give us not antavat phalam, not limited happiness, but eternal happiness. All actions, all desires, everything happened the same way. The sun, the moon, the world, everything remains the same, except in the mind we add just this one thought of Ishvara Sarvam Ishwaramayam. So Ramana Maharshi used to tell, like, even as the Tampuru, Tampura, or like Sa, the bass tone Sa is played in the background while a person is singing, similarly this thought should go in the background. So that thought, like, itself becomes Ishvara. Ishvara, or the Atman inside us, is that Swara that is always there. So when we have a thought, like when we have a thought that everything is Ishvara, that means we are acknowledging the Atman which is already there. So that can go in the background, even as in a song the Tambura is played for the Shruti. Similarly, this can go on in the background, and rather than, like, even as the Tampura which is going out on in the background, that affects all other singing. Whatever a person sings depends on it. Similarly, the thought of Ishvara will automatically change our mind. It will purify our mind. It will give us whatever we seek in life. Along with that, it will give us eternal bliss. We'll continue in the next week. Namaskar.